My name is Dee Collin, and I am one of the members of the cast for Whitewash the Racism Project. I'm actually an original cast member.
Right.
I'm also a poet, visual artist, and educator living in Troy.
I am Aaron Moore. I'm a performance artist here in the Capital Region community. I'm also one of the original performers in Whitewashed, and I'm a acting instructor, performing arts education instructor, here in the Capital Region.
Briefly, can you both briefly describe this film?
The film is really an adaptation of the play that we were in by the same name, Whitewashed, the Racism Project, which we collaborated in writing in 2019. And then performed on different stages. The goal of the piece, when we were writing, the goal was really to talk about racism. And that's a big umbrella word. And so we had like a lot of, you know, things to talk about when it came to trying to really capture what racism is and also how it has connected throughout history, and how it appears now. I don't know. Aaron wants to add to that.
No, you said it exactly how I felt. It's a piece that looks at American history and Black culture within American history and how it's been, talks about how it's been whitewashed over the years and kind of looks very in-depth look at that culture and not just the history, excuse me, but it looks at the impact emotionally that whitewashing this culture has in the world. So I would say that, just to add that on, but no, I completely agree with you, Dee, on the explanation of the play.
But now that it's a film, you're going to have a larger impact on a wider audience. How do you hope that that broader impact will change the people watching it?
I hope that it facilitates deeper conversations. When we performed it live, we always had a talk back after the play. And so people could ask questions and, you know, we answer questions. But in this context, you know, as a film, people can have longer, deeper conversations about what they just watched and also, you know, what they can do moving forward.
I absolutely agree with Dee. It gives people an opportunity to take these conversations in their homes. I hope they've been taking the conversations in their homes, but they can able to kind of take this performance now and put it up in their homes and sort of make it tangible and visual for their family. So one thing when we have those talkbacks, one thing I would always bring up is, you know, this play isn't for those who've come out and see it, but it's for the people in the lives of those who came out and see this play, meaning, you know, their family, their friends, partners, coworkers, things of that nature, who, you know, are indeed racist, who indeed say racist things and are either curious about how to overcome this or kind of need a little kick in the butt when it comes to understanding the torment and treatment of Black people throughout the ages. So now it gives even more responsibility to those people and also less wiggle room for excuses of not having these conversations. So I'll just add that little tidbit.
That is so powerful because I think sometimes people forget that we do impact others. So I can definitely see how people seeing this film, especially based on the way that you described it, how it'll be almost like a chain reaction from the people who have seen it and to the people in their lives. Yeah, that is so important.
I want to bounce off that a little bit because one of the things that was really important to Michael Kennedy, the director, was to give us agency. And we had complete freedom on what we wanted to put in the script and what stories we wanted to tell. And that's not always the case when it comes to our stories, you know? So I think for me, like, I've been so really invested in this whole process because of that, you know, that it's so unapologetic and honest and authentic. And, you know, we're not only performing on the stage, we're also writers for a lot of the content as well. So, that's really important, I think, you know, so that people can really hear, not just history, but they can hear our current voices.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, unfortunately, there's been a lot of performative allyship. Excuse the pun, but like performative allyship in the performance community up here. So, you know, I felt that this was sort of the atmosphere, as Dee said, the atmosphere that Michael Kennedy sort of forced and put out there in the air quite early on was just a huge relief. And, you know, than it has been for many of the other local entities here in the Capital Region area when it comes to promoting Black artists. So it was just, it was quite a relief.
When I first saw the film and I heard Michael Kennedy and I saw that she was a white woman, one of the first things that I thought of was that it would be whitewashed way, only because there's been so many times where you see anything about Black history or Black culture that is produced or marketed via like a white entity that things are different. And that's such a concern in the Black community or in any community. Can you talk about how your partnership with Michael Kennedy to produce this film, the backlash that is usually associated with white people coming into Black spaces, even to just help create art? Can you?
So for me, I was very weary of it because there's a lot, there has been, and unfortunately still are, like a lot of white entities that sort of use Black voices as an authentic avatar for diversity, for just openness, where, you know, it's so much almost like tokenizing almost. And I'm very conscious of who I work with and who I don't work with. Kind of going into this project and having worked with Michael before, knowing she's a wonderful director, just an amazing artist, kind of hearing the idea of what she wanted to do. And of course, herself being white, I definitely was like on the fence, and it kind of took me some convincing to sort of see, all right, what's going on. But I can't say that Michael came into this with respect, with responsibility, humbly, realizing she is indeed a white woman and realizing the project that she's undertaking and the people that she's looking to collaborate with, and making focus that our voices and our wants and needs remain first.
Yeah, it was definitely a collective collaboration throughout. And something that really stood out for me early on in the writing process, you know, it's an all Black cast. And Michael said, do you want to talk about this? And I'll step outside. And that said a lot to me. And she did. She stepped outside so we could have our Black talk. And that's how she's really protected the energy with us. I really appreciate that kind of care. Also, you know, the things we're talking about in Whitewashed are really heavy. Like it's an intense piece, you know, and there are some scenes where we needed to breathe. We needed to take a break. It's so much deeper than the surface of that, you know, what Aaron's talking about, performative allyship, you know, it's knowing how not to take up too much space, you know, and understanding how much space you're taking up and where you need to like step away, step back a little bit. It's not easy to do this work. And that kind of work, you know, when you are trying to make change, influence change, inspire change in some way using your art, it can be a lot, you know, but we were able to do that together and support each other and lift each other up, really like dig deep And this is not like a lightweight piece, you know? We have been, you know, every time you're on stage, you feel all the things all over again. I've never seen anything like this, you know, on stage.
No.
So I'm proud of us for producing something like this.
I saw the trailer and I was like, that was intense.
Yeah. Bring tissues.
Bring tissues.
Thank you guys so much for doing this interview with me.